Ohio shoppers had a chance to save some money over the weekend with a sales tax holiday on school supplies. But the perennial August event is drawing some criticism both from economists and some parents. Many stores, like this Walmart in Streetsboro, were packed over the weekend with parents and students preparing for another school year. The crowds were a bit larger than usual because of Ohio's sales tax holiday. For the third year in a row, lawmakers rescinded the 5.75% tax on items like clothes under $75 and school supplies under $20. 15 other states have similar events each year, usually to encourage people to shop and save money. But critics, such as Michigan State economics professor Charlie Ballard, are questioning whether it's worth the loss of revenue for the state.
Many states really have not been able to fund a lot of things that are high priorities for their citizens, like fixing transportation infrastructure, like providing for higher education and for K-12 education. And in that budgetary environment, any time you give away tax revenue, that creates two difficult choices. Either you've got to cut spending, and then you got to figure out what you're going to cut, or you have to raise taxes on somebody else.
Those factors have led to a number of states dropping the sales tax holidays in recent years. The Nonpartisan Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy estimates states could have collected a total of $300 million more last year without the holidays. In Ohio alone, one study puts that number at more than $3 million, while another pegs it closer to $15 million. Either way, Ballard says that's not helping the states, and it may not even be helping the people it's intended for.
Often these things are portrayed to the public as if, hey, we're helping the cash-strapped low-income parents. To an extent, they are. But the folks who spend the most at back-to-school time are the more affluent. And so most of these things are not means-tested, and thus an awful lot of the benefits go to relatively affluent people.
One argument in favor of the holidays is that across the board, shoppers often buy more than just supplies. Shannon Henderson from Kent left Walmart in Streetsboro on Saturday with some groceries along with items for her five kids.
Binders, notebooks, paper, pencils, glue, everything that was on their list pretty much. I spent $124, so imagine that with tax, would probably have been $150 at least.
But some shoppers, like Tanya Boyu from Newton Falls, exited the store with no school supplies at all.
Cat food and cat litter.
She says her family also visited Aurora Outlets to make a return, and it was too crowded to shop for clothes.
I don't really think it's worth it. The lines are like a mile long. Well, we bought some already. We'll probably go out again maybe next weekend and get some. It won't be so packed. It'll be easier to shop. And that and a lot of things are picked over.
David Itell wishes his mother felt that way. He ambled up to the Walmart a short time later. The spiky blonde-haired seventh grader from Manaway carried a fishing pole and wore Ray-Bans, looking like a real-life Bart Simpson.
I don't really think it's that big of a deal to pay 6% more tax.
Itell says every year his parents have to buy him more and more electronics for school. He wonders if someday supply list will be just an iPad and a backpack, making the tax holiday in its current form irrelevant. His mother, Michaela, has mixed feelings about that.
I don't think everything needs to be so technology. I mean, boys have fishing poles, so yeah, let them get out and be kids and do things, get off the technology all the time. So I would be okay if we kept some of the traditional stuff.
Charlie Ballard from Michigan State says that's probably what will happen.
I don't think pencil and paper are going to go away completely. In fact, I sort of long for the day when my students had some penmanship instruction, because when I give an essay exam, then I have to read the stuff.
Mary Davis from Stowe had to buy her daughter some electronics, including an $86 graphing calculator, which was not exempt from taxes, adding $5 to the price tag. She also bought some tax-exempt supplies, but she knows she'll eventually return and buy more at full price at some point.
We just got the bare necessities right now. We still have to wait till she goes to school, and then they'll give us the list of things she really needs.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.